Vous ne les laisserez pas passer, mes camarades.
You shall not let them pass, my comrades. Raimi translated. What do you know of the battle? David asked Sophia.
I've been all over France, she said, including the Verdun Memorial. Antoine Proust wrote, like Auschwitz, Verdun marks a transgression of the limits of the human condition. Have you been there?
I have. And no one in this family is traveling back to that battle. He glared at Rick. No one. Rick hopped out of the chair and followed David into the kitchen.
You can't stop me from going.
David grabbed the bottle of whiskey, filled a shot glass, and tossed back the contents. I can, and I will. Rick filled a tumbler too, gave the liquid a tentative swirl, and threw it back as 1,000 insane questions bounced around his brain. What was he going to do? Did he even have a choice? No, I'm not going to abandon Billy. He and David straightened as if they were ready to throw down, right there, right then. Horrified murmurs rippled through the room. Rick was so hot he thought steam would shoot out of his ears as his imagination tumbled out of control, cartwheeling between the past and present. Someone must have dialed back the oxygen in the room, though, because he was having trouble breathing. If McBain knew what was going on inside his head, he'd have him strapped in the plane and returned to California, or maybe even Alaska, just to cool him off. No one is going back to 1960 in France, David said, rapping his knuckles on the countertop. And if that's not clear, let me put it this way. The brooches are under my control. Rick raised his fist, snarled, then snatched the topaz brooch off the table and gripped it in his hands, like he was holding a grenade, ready to pull the pin.